and then green. Green is the colour of grass. Green is the colour of the tender shoots of the young rice in the rice fields. Green is the colour of the great forests. We may even say that green is the colour of nature, of Mother Nature. And for this reason, green is the colour of rest and repose and tranquility. It's the colour of safety and succour. And where there is safety, well, there obviously there is freedom from danger, freedom from distress, freedom from fear, worry, anxiety. So we find that green is also the colour of refuge, of going for refuge, of finding refuge, the colour of shelter, the colour of protection. But we also find that green is the colour of harmony, of balance, and of equilibrium. And more than that, it's also paradoxically, green is also paradoxically the colour of action, the colour of activity, especially of action taken to restore a disturbed equilibrium, to restore an equilibrium that has been temporarily lost. And for this reason, because green is the colour of action taken in the interests of equilibrium, green is the colour of justice, and it's even the karma, even the colour of karma. It might seem rather strange to say this, but karma is, as it were, green. So one may say that green, therefore, represents the whole harmonizing and reconciling and balancing aspect of the enlightened mind. That aspect of the enlightened mind which, as it were, rounds off the corners, brings things together, smooths out irregularities, balances, adjusts, introduces harmony, and so on. And also, perhaps not unnaturally, green represents, the colour green represents the restorative aspect of the enlightened mind, its healing aspect.